Okay, city council meeting for Tuesday, January 15th, 2019 is called to order. Invocation by Pastor Kim Van Brimmer, Orange Beach Presbyterian Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Gracious God, Lord, we thank you for this day, for the people of Orange Beach, all of the residents and all of the visitors. And we pray for the city's leaders and staff, for the council, for the mayor, and for everyone who comes to work every day to serve the people here. We lift them up and pray for their days, for safety, for peace, for laughter and joy. And tonight we pray that this meeting will be filled with wisdom, with cooperation, and with the good of Orange Beach and her people foremost in mind and heart. May this be so in all matters, large and small, and may all we do be pleasing in your sight. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers. Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Costo.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with five additional items, the first being approval of a liquor license for Cadence Candy Factory. Yummy. Second, a resolution authorizing the purchase of 4 vehicles for the police department. The third, a resolution authorizing the purchase of 1 vehicle for community development. The fourth, a resolution authorizing execution of an agreement with Baldwin County Board of Education to construct a performing arts building. And the fifth, a resolution declaring surplus property.
Second. Any discussion?
Joni, would you like to say yummy or explain the yummy on the liquor at the candy factory?
On the liquor application?
Yummy. That was actually sent to us by the ABC board today. And apparently it's a franchise. Like they
it's
have
been
other
one
locations.
Of those days.
Any further discussion? Meaningful discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, considering the previous minutes from the Flood Damage Prevention Board, Council Meeting, and Committee of the Whole of 12-11-18, there are no objections. Reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Where's Ken? Oh, okay. Any announcements by the Council?
Mayor, I just want to do a shout-out or a thousand attaboys to Chris Litton and his team, Matt, and the entire team. We have new speakers, we have new audio, and I think even some video that they have cut and wired in, and it looks great. So I want to say a thank you, Chris, you and your team for doing a great job.
And to Matt for our new wall.
Yes, right, and Matt did the new wall that looks very, very well.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the opportunity.
Anyone else? All right.
Mayor?
Yes.
Ryan Sherrier with Operation Reconnect had something he wanted to share with you.
Thank you, Ryan. Please come on up, buddy.
Good evening. Thank you for giving me a few minutes on very short notice. I wasn't sure if I was going to make it back. I had military training in Missouri. Got dumped with 10 inches of snow and then 20 inches of snow, so I'm glad to be back home. I'm sure everybody remembers the Skype call from last year when I was in Afghanistan. I know you didn't think I traveled 14,000 miles around the world and not bring you a present. No, it's not a landmine. But I did have this flag flown in combat for the city of Orange Beach. It simply says this American flag was proudly flown for the city of Orange Beach in an A-10 Warthog during Operation Freedom Sentinel in Kandahar, Afghanistan. It was flown on 24 March 2018, signed by yours truly and the pilot as well. So I just wanted to present this to you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
No better way to break that wall. That thing, nothing
like
will fall
it.
On anybody anymore.
You can't buy these stores.
It's a big deal, and I really appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Awesome.
And as we did last spring, we are going to do another week. It's going to be April 6th through the 13th. Chris and I haven't gotten over all the details yet. We will do that in the next few weeks. But just wanted to let you know we're going to bring probably 100-plus military families in between all the spring break and summer chaos right back here. So looking forward to it and appreciate all the support the City of Orange Beach has done for Operation Reconnect and our military families. And Chris and your team, unbelievable. So thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, Ken has a presentation, a proclamation.
We have a proclamation for Orange Beach School Choice Week. Do we have someone here to receive this? Okay, so it basically just supports having options and choices for the students wherever you live.
Thank you, buddy. Moving to new business under miscellaneous. This is an addition. Approval of a retail beer, retail table wine, liquor license application, Cadence Candy Factory, Perdido Beach Boulevard.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This is a resolution. Resolution authorizing execution of a right-of-way agreement. Use agreement, Harbor Communications.
Move to postpone the consideration until the next council meeting on February 5th.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding RFP for EMS billing services, EMS consultants.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution amending resolution number 18-178 to authorize single source purchase dredged material for placement. Certain locations on East Alabama Point not to exceed $859,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for State Road 161 intersection improvements at Terry Cove Harbor Drive to Asphalt Services, $101,098.70.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for barricades to Friedrichs Custom Manufacturing, $65,350.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for Perrygate Trailers to Buy Right Trailer and Fabricators, $28,722.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution amending the employees' pay plan job listing to accommodate approval of 2019 budget.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of an extradition. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Tool for the fire department. HGAC, $84,645.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. Extrication. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Addition. Resolution authorizing the purchase of 4 vehicles from the police department. $134,126.16.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So in addition, resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle from the Community Development Department, state bid, $26,926.
Move to adopt it, the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition, resolution authorizing the mayor to execute a transfer of guaranteed contribution and use agreement with the Baldwin County Board of Education to construct a performing arts building.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. For the community, we're moving forward with the 600-seat state-of-the-art performing arts center that would be on school property.
700.
What'd I say?
600.
7 million.
700.
700 seats.
Oh, 700.
I forgot my glasses.
It'll see.
Okay, 700 seats, $7.3 million.
That's correct.
State of the art, fantastic. It will be contractually agreed that City of Orange Beach will have control of the building outside of school hours and will have priority use, second only to high school functions. So it is it's a really nice building, and it really going to set us apart in a lot of ways, I think. We'll be glad to answer any questions later if y'all want to know more about it. But it really gives us a great venue for performances of all types. I get to show my talents, so we're going to be good. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This is an addition resolution declaring certain personal property owned by the City of Orange Beach as surplus and unneeded and authorizing the mayor, city clerk to dispose of such property.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Public hearing for the Terrico boat safety idle speed discussion has been canceled because the state made the decision to move forward with idle or no wake zone only. So we will adjourn this meeting and move immediately into committee of the whole. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So we are adjourned. Let's call the committee of the whole meeting for Tuesday, January 15th, 2019 to order. Call the roll, please, Renee.
Councilmember Silvers is absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costo?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering previous minutes from the work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 1-8-19. Those will be moved forward for review. Moving to new business under resolution. Resolution adopting an amended procurement policy for the City of Orange Beach. Everybody good? Everybody read it and happy with it? Resolution adopting a fixed assets policy for the City of Orange Beach. Resolution awarding the bid for a used full-size SUV for administrative department. Resolution authorizing the purchase of two passenger vans for Camp Sunshine through Sourcewell in the amount of $76,026.08. Resolution authorizing the execution of a performance contract with Baldwin County Economic Development Alliance. Any questions on any of that? Any thoughts?
Is that the alliance? Is that what we normally do, Ken?
Yeah, the 12-5.
Everybody good with that? Okay, well, that's great. Before we go into executive session, we will open up. Anybody got a comment, question, thought, anything?
Mayor, one announcement.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry I was coming in late. Did y'all mention this Saturday the e-cycling and shred day event?
No.
Would you like to mention that, Jerry?
I'm glad you reminded me.
With the chamber and the other and Gulf Shores.
Yes, Saturday will be a chance for you to, anything that has a plug, you can recycle. And then if you have papers and documents you want to recycle, they'll shred them also. But it's at the pavilion of the Gulf State Park, and I think it's going to be like 8 o'clock till
8 to 12,
till noon. So, but anything that has a plug that you have that you don't want, take it to them. And it's really a huge event. It has grown every year. So the Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring that event.
And Mayor, I think I was remiss in congratulating Chief Fierro and noting that Orange Beach has been listed as the 10th safest city in the state of Alabama by the Home Security Advisor.
Thank you, guys. Ms. Pat?
Is the shredding event going to be again this year, or is that just once a year?
The chamber just does it once a year, and the City of Gulf Shores and the City of Orange Beach partner with them to make it happen. So, yeah, it's just once a year, and it's normally like the third Saturday of January.
A couple of months ago, the city helped the Orange Beach Lions Club did a shred event, but it was a shredding event only. This is for e-cycling and shredding. So this is the once-a-year event where most people clean out. They're getting ready for their taxes.
I do have a question. I don't know if anybody, just because you said anything that plugs in.
That just didn't sound good.
Well, there's a freezer on Marina Road with an orange sticker for violation. And I just thought historically we picked refrigerators and freezers up.
We did.
Maybe because it was full of dead fish. I don't know.
Well, generally when it's there, call goes immediately to Tim Tucker. They send somebody and pick it up when we
they
see
do.
It just because, yes. You know, I do it all the time. But if Chuck rode by there, he put it on there probably to let the person know that they should have called and not just left it out by the road to embarrass the neighborhood. So,
and I will say this, you know, since you brought up a refrigerator or
a freezer.
Yeah. But they're probably not capable of handling a bunch of those.
I'm
talking about toasters and monitors and computers and TVs and
Since you said it had plugged in, it just triggered the thought. So
I knew that. I knew I was going to get some pushback on it.
Close next Monday. What's next Monday?
Martin Luther King holiday.
Okay, we'll close next Monday. Anybody else? Anything else? All righty then. Well, we will be going into executive session to discuss the real estate negotiation. Probably 30 minutes, and we'll be back out. So thank you, everyone. I need a motion. I'm sorry.
To go into executive session to discuss property.
Second.
Acquisition or property transaction.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Let's go in there.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you, everybody.